I don't remember. I listened to it. It's funny, like that's how I found out that I'm actually officiating Terrence's wedding. I wasn't aware that I was doing all of that. I thought I was just going to be there. I mean, I thought I was just going to be there to sign papers. He didn't go into detail about what he wanted from me. So now I know. Now I know. But yeah.
Is the show sorted?
Yeah, welcome to episode 34 of Noob Show.
So I was listening to a voicemail.
Don't worry, I'll cut all that out.
It's fine. I had my mic off, so y'all couldn't hear it.
Mm. That's what you think. I'm a hacker, man. I watched the Matrix 4 trailer. I can hack now.
Hacking too much time.
Did you guys watch the trailer?
Nope, I don't watch trailers.
I know you don't.
I won't talk about it because she's.
I will. I will silence my microphone. I won't be able to hear you guys. Not my microphone. My headphones. Yeah. If y'all want to talk about it,
let's do a quick little. I'll give you a thumbs up and go back, and we'll do a quick little thing. And you know to skip this part. What'd you think, Toker?
Oh wait, no, go away.
Ken Mahogany, can you hear me? No, nope. She's just casually looking around. Cool. Cautiously optimistic, but it looks like it's the Matrix 1 remade.
There's been some fun theories, like how they're saying, because at some point they're playing the movie in the background, and they're saying that maybe when Keanu reincarnated himself, he was the actor who played in those movies. Look, man, yeah. Matrix is weird.
It's real weird. I saw one fan pop up and say that was obviously because it's not Lawrence Fishburne, it's a younger guy, so that's got to be his son. And then somebody else on the internet said, fuck you, if they had a baby outside the Matrix, it wouldn't have the connections to get into the Matrix. And I was just like, wow, a fuck you real quick on that possible fucking
nerds
fan. Yeah, fucking angry nerds.
But yeah,
actually, where are you at? Did you like the trailer?
I think it's all right. I mean, yeah. It's still, you know, it's weird.
I hope it's just John Wick 4.
That's the twist.
I mean, I think at one point in time, like the Matrix, the new Matrix, and Bill and Ted and John Wick 4 were all going to come out like in the same year, but then COVID pushed them all around.
No.
Yeah. So it would have been like, man, maybe it's all just the same movie.
I think, can you hear us?
It's safe.
And that's why dogs don't eat peanut butter off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Great trailer.
Yeah. How are you, Mahogany?
I am all right. I got my coffee. I got a tiny Snickers. I'm good to go.
Oh, I should have grabbed a tiny Snickers, but they're all the way in the kitchen.
I also have a tiny Twix. Ooh.
Toker, did somebody drop a gun at Voodoo?
Oh yeah, so I put that noob's notes. So I've been where I work at now for, it would have been 17 years in February. This is like my last full week.
Hoorah.
And it's not even a full week. but years, so I've got talking about old stories, and there was a guy many years ago who was trying to sell me on getting meats from his company. So he was a rep for a company out of Atlanta. And he'd been coming in a lot, and I started to pick up on some weirdness. He'd come in for a meeting before we were open and then ask for bottom shelf vodka shots. And that's a sure sign that you're an alcoholic if you're doing bottom shelf, you know,
We're just broke.
No, he wasn't broke. Well, I mean, he might have been, you know, sometimes you can really doll up a turd.
That's actually what Jesse said before meeting Terrence.
So. Mm-hmm. But he came in. He'd been coming in a lot. And then he came in one night, like a Sunday night or something, to like hang out. And this was like when we were still like really just a bar. And he was sitting on one of the couches with just some random people, which people do from time to time, you know. I didn't think much of it. Until one of the waitresses came to me in the kitchen and goes, hey, that guy that's been coming in here, that's I think he's a rep of yours. He dropped this. And she handed me a pistol.
Oh, my.
And I was like, oh, no. And she was like, yeah, it fell out of his pocket. And he's at the same couch that my girlfriend's at. And she saw the pistol fall. So his reaction was to try and hand the girlfriend the pistol to assure her that it was safe to go outside and talk. So the waitress just, the girlfriend brought the gun to the waitress. The waitress brought the gun to me. And so I unloaded it. There was not one in the chamber. Doesn't matter. You're drunk in a bar. You're not supposed to have a gun in this state.
Yeah, I don't think if you're concealed carrying, which I doubt he had his permit for that.
Right.
As soon as you drank any amount of alcohol, you're it's illegal to have that gun.
Yeah, I mean,
state of South Carolina.
At one point in time, you couldn't even go into establishments that served liquor if you had a concealed carry. But that's beside the point. The law is beside the point. He's already creepy. So I put the gun in my back pocket and I go to him and I'm like, hey, man, close your tab out. You've got to go. And he does. He closes the tab out and I follow him outside and around the building. And I'm like, so a waitress gave me your gun. And he gets real stumbly and he goes, man, there's just a lot going on you don't know about. Like, there's people out there that really care about you. And he's just so drunk. And I just went, what do other people caring about me have to do with, like, a waitress brought me your gun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was hired to protect you because people are worried about your best interest. And I went, a waitress brought me your gun. What shitty budget people who are looking out for me hired, and I'm telling you this, a bargain basement hitman or bodyguard, a waitress brought me your gun. Who are you defending? Get out of here. I give him his gun back and he fucking leaves. And then, he called me a bunch to apologize and try to come back. And I was like, oh, man, I just don't need meat that bad. What you said to me was just the weirdest thing I think anybody said to me in my life with a straight face.
What you don't know is right now outside your house, he's watching over you with a sniper ready to go at any sign of danger.
He's not, because I would hear the gun fall from the tree. It would have to fall every 15 or 20 minutes.
Your gun falls, shit.
Shit, he's found me. Now he can find people, but he just can't hold on to that gun.
Yeah, it's funny because a place I worked at, a gun also got dropped. And this story was out of my mind until you mentioned that in the noob notes. But I wasn't here for it. But at my workplace at Anson, a guy we called a Rambo should tell you everything you need to know about this guy.
Cool.
He had his loaded one in the chamber 45 in his bag hanging on the wall. Don't worry, he said it was on safety. He just thought it was on safe. And, in kitchens, things fall. And his bag falls with the gun, and the gun goes off. Like, the next day, you could see where the bullet smacked into the ground.
Oh, no.
At least it smacked into the ground.
Yeah, no one got killed, but a lot of people were deafened. The way my boss, police, got called, I don't think charges were pressed. I think he got fired. I don't think he worked there anymore after that.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I think it's legal now to if you work in a restaurant, even if it sells liquors, it's legal if you're on the clock to have a firearm on you. That doesn't mean that you should if that happens. But, you can go through the proper channels.
My favorite thing, though, about the whole thing is that my boss who was there, the way he describes it is that he got shot, when in reality, just some tile smacked into him. But, it was shrapnel from the bullet.
Oh.
He's one of those people that blows things out of proportion.
Right. He says it like a gangster while he's dressed in a 3-piece suit with ostrich boots. Like, he's a rep now. He's a great dude, but it's just funny as fuck. He's the same boss who, when we were working at the same restaurant, we became friends when he started walking up to me and quoting Wonderlust.
Oh.
The scene from the scene from Wonderlust I'm talking about. I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you with my dick. So I'm like 18 years old, and my boss, who's like 40, just comes up saying that to me. I've never seen the movie, so I don't get the reference.
Oh, no.
And now we're still lifelong friends, and I love the dude.
Indeed.
First impressions. You're like,
so I've got a chance.
He's also the same boss, because in Charleston, they have horse carriage places. Fucking dumb as shit. I hate it. It makes the city smell bad. Fuck poor horses.
Mm-hmm.
But the restaurant's right next to it, and everybody passed by it. And on slow days, we would go out to the patio and wait for places to people to pass by. And we would just yell at each other, give me back my golf shoes. And this, it was just fun to get weird looks from people because no one knew what was going on.
Yeah, take a bath, hippie. You say to a perfectly groomed gentleman.
Well, not anymore. You're not.
Well, not me.
To quote your mother, your face looks like an unkempt vagina.
It does. Actually, it's come in a lot thicker since then, but it's still, it needs maintenance, and I'm scared to do any serious maintenance because I've never had facial hair before.
Go to a barbershop. They are.
I think that's a good idea. Go let a professional do it. That's what they went to school for that shit.
So this might be me being sexist, but I don't want a man to touch my face in that way, and I don't think a woman can do as good a job on a beard. So I'm kind of in a.
Yeah, that's you being both sexist and homophobic at the same time.
That's I made all that
column A and a little bit from column B.
And I've never been a fan of getting my hair cut. Like I just go into a barbershop. I don't care for it. Even if I know the person, and there's some people out there that I know that do really good jobs with hair. It's just to me, it's awkward to sit there while they do work.
But at the end of the day, the result is generally worth that 15 minutes of awkwardness.
Sure.
You know, like, especially if you go to one, like a real good barber, like somebody who's going to like do the, like the steam your face and like all that stuff. Like it feels good to pamper yourself sometimes or let somebody pamper you. It feels weird at first, but you just got to get over that hump. You just got to get over that hump.
People that I want to do it cost more than I'm willing to spend.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to treat yourself.
Yeah, I treat myself in other ways.
Yeah. Treat me.
I do.
Get some eyebrows painted on.
No, I'm not doing that.
Mahogany, I might have to send you this image, but this is like the one and only time I went to a black barbershop. And let me tell you, they did fucking wonders, man.
Oh, look at you all cleaned up. They lined you up.
That's your Instagram photo.
I know. That's when I had it on Instagram, and I never used Instagram since. Except
they lined you
up. Share the wonderful products of Homebrew Detritus. Please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and every. Mm-hmm.
So this is, I see the date there. It says 2017. So between 2017 and now, what happened?
I do. I'm like you and stopped going to barbershops.
Yeah, we can tell.
I just want to grow my hippie hair out. Oh, and this is me another time.
Look at that 14-year-old.
That's different.
That was 2016. Anyway, let's get out of these pictures.
Yeah. He's a little baby in that one with a bunch of facial hair.
Now, the one where you went to the black-owned barbershop, why are you holding your... are you pulling back?
That's the pulling back
hide that other chin?
Hell yeah.
He's trying to show off that lineup, and sometimes you just gotta.
What I did now is just grow a beard to hide it, and it works.
Same. I see photos of me now without just what I have on my face now, and I'm like, man, I really had a funny looking neck. I never thought my neck was funny until I didn't have to look at it for a year, and then I'm like, oh, I don't want to see that again.
Don't worry, no one's been looking at your neck. The only thing they see is your ass crack in them camouflage shorts.
Mm-hmm. They're comfortable. I'm not racist.
Nobody said you're racist.
We just said
we can see 6 inches of your butt.
Yeah, no, my butt's fine. That's been a running thing for as long as I've been alive. But there's been instances where I feel like people walk in and they go, "Up, camo pants." There's a racist. Like that's just an immediate, real tree pants. And I'm like, no, they were a gift, and they're so fucking comfortable.
I mean, I guess I can understand the, like, if nothing else, like, just be cautious when you see those. Just be cautious.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, speaking of racism, you know what I saw yesterday just driving around Charleston? A Dixie Outfitters.
Gross.
I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
You live in Walterboro. We're right behind the Dixie Shopping Plaza.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
There's a drug testing place in there, an army recruiting station, and a nail salon.
God bless America.
There's Dixie Furniture across the street.
Dixie'll do it because Dixie don't care. Those commercials have been going on since as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Oh, perfect fucking actual segue. I have an idea for a service or why streaming services don't play. It's like an option for vintage commercials where commercials should be. Like if you wanted to watch the old ones, you know what I'm talking about?
Like the Trunk Monkey.
Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah.
Like the old 90s Go-Gurt commercials where they're just spurting Go-Gurt all over the place. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it even got in the kids. And it was all fun and games.
Flintstones smoking smooth Winston cigarettes.
Yeah, I want that in between streaming old TV shows because I was watching Two Angry Beavers.
Oh, wow.
The cartoon, not the...
Oh, well, in that case.
Was it just called Angry Beavers?
It was the Angry Beavers, but for some reason, Two Angry Beavers sound right, and that's all of it, what I've always said.
I always thought it was Two Angry Beavers.
Is this a Mandela?
Might be.
Find a secret Mandela effect?
Maybe. Who's the time traveler? Berenstain.
I have books that say both. It doesn't matter. Something changed over time. And that's just how it is.
Did you keep one of the books wrapped in aluminum foil so it'd be safe from the butterfly effects of the time ripple?
Nope.
Okay, then.
They are all colored on by my younger siblings. We used to get like a book delivery in the mail once a month or something like that when I was a kid. They're the Bears and St. Bears.
You know who's and still motherfucking Dolly Parton?
Oh, yeah. She does like a book delivery for children. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I just remember there's some other news today. Oh, Norm MacDonald died today.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I know that name.
Oh, no.
Norm MacDonald. He was SNL. But my favorite stuff he did is anytime he was on Conan O'Brien. I've watched him do interviews on Conan O'Brien probably like once a year.
How old was he? Do you
61.
Know?
He's had cancer for 10 years and told nobody because he didn't want that to become a part of his life or his public life.
Like seeing him in his later years, he didn't look like he was taking care of himself very well. And maybe it's because he was going through chemo and stuff like that. Like he just didn't look like, you know, he didn't look healthy. And I just attributed it to like having a lot of fun in his youth and, you know, just not giving a fuck. But yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
Not super unexpected, but sad.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was that young. I know that might sound harsh.
Yeah, he looked real. Well, I mean, he didn't look good.
Yeah, he
didn't look good. He looked unhealthy.
He looked 70 plus. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, well, that sucks. But I wasn't super surprised. But then when I saw that he was 61 and battling cancer for 10 years and like nobody in the public knew, that's it's a pretty impressive secret to keep.
Yeah.
The first thing, I mean, super selfish of me. The first thing I thought is like, oh no, did he get to finish recording the Orville, the new season?
Oh yeah, he was in the Orville.
Yeah, he was the little blob dude.
Sure, I hope so.
As I said, super selfish of me. I'm like, oh, he's gonna be missed. What is it? Did he do the thing that makes me laugh? Did he do one more of those?
There's always his moth story. That's my favorite.
Do y'all have any celebrities you're going to have to take a day off of work if they die? I thought about this.
I can't think of any off the top right this second. I don't know.
If I was still an angsty teen, it would have been anybody from Korn, but now I think I'm fine.
I'm going to be real upset when Shigeru Miyamoto dies.
Who?
Who's that?
The maker of Mario and like Zelda and shit.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sad.
Real sad.
I'd still go to work though.
I don't know. Sorry, the guy who made Mario died. I gotta take a day.
I mean, I maybe have a drink in his honor, but I still got shit to do. Like, I don't know.
Oh, Jack Black, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be sad. I'm not talking like when they're 80 either. I'm talking like just like, oh.
Yeah, I remember when was it Aaliyah who died in the plane crash?
I remember. Was it a plane crash? Yeah, I remember she died young, but I don't remember if it was. Yeah, I think it was a plane crash.
I think it was a plane crash. But I remember, like, I dug her stuff, whatever. I was 17, I think, when that happened, and I was working. There was this girl there who was 16, like hosting tables or some shit. And she found out at work, which I'm not sure how that was possible because the internet wasn't super around then. Like, somebody had to have called her to tell her. And she had to go home just full on, like, sob. She was filming Queen of the Damned. That's why that movie seems so pieced together. But she was also a fairly talented musician.
Yeah.
But I just remember even then being like, you didn't know her? Like, how did... I guess I haven't had, like, an artist or somebody famous really affect me to the point where it's like I feel like they're a part of my close personal life, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything that is, like, so impactful.
I know if Michael Jackson dies, I'm going to be real upset.
That had happened already, so.
What?
End of Noob Show. He's got to go. He's got to go. Yeah, that
was when Tom Petty passed. I was upset because I almost bought tickets to go see him. And then was like, oh, he tours every year. I'll just go next year because I already got tickets to two other shows. That was more like, that's one of those dudes I've grew up listening to. I would have liked to have seen live before he passed. But when the restaurant downtown Charleston, Sparrow, closed, I was legitimately upset. They had the best scotch egg. And fried chicken sandwich.
Scotch eggs are so good.
Dude, first time I went, okay? Scotch egg comes out. It's on a bed of arugula. Who cares? The arugula is there to keep it from rolling around on the plate. It's me. It's my buddy Shiny. Shiny takes a knife, sticks it right down the middle because we're going to split this bad boy in half because it's huge. When he puts the knife in through the top, the yolk comes out from both sides of the knife and perfectly coats the outside of the scotch egg. It was the most perfect, beautiful scotch egg I'd ever had in my life. Like, Ryan, we know, has made some good scotch eggs. They weren't perfect. They were good. This one was fucking perfect. They had a bread flight. You got three different types of homemade bread with three different types of butter to dip them in. Like, place was fucking magical. But
what was the price point, though?
Not bad, probably too low, and lack of people, and because it was so cheap is why they didn't make it, you know?
I feel like that, and the fact that, like, that bar, like, I mean, like, I love the bar itself, but, like, just being right beside a bar and having such a small parking lot and having to deal with all of the drunk people as well while you're trying to go have a nice little meal is a bit of a deterrent.
I was just hoping their lunches would kick off because the bar wasn't open and that parking lot was available, but nobody's trying to go downtown for lunch.
Mm-mm, not unless you're already there. And then again, still, like, that parking lot was just in a weird place. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's why that Cuban place was so good right beside it. And they closed down, like, not where, I don't think it was in the same spot. I think it was on the other side of it.
It's on the other side.
Yeah. But they closed down and it was so good. But, you know, if you're not going in that direction, then you have to make a weird turn to get to it. And anything where you have to make a weird left turn to get into something is going to be, most people suck at driving. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I also want to say, fuck you, City of Latson in South Carolina, for putting the median up on Dorchester Road. Cause now I can't turn left to go to fucking Wendy's anymore. And that was the only Wendy's on the way.
Yep, and that Wendy's will definitely suffer from that lack of being able to turn into. I feel like it'll end up.
Because that Wendy's is already on, like, a fucking 45 degree angle just to get in there.
Yeah.
The hill's so steep. This is very local.
I mean, I'm sure people can relate, though. There's got to be something in their town where they're like, it used to be so easy to get to it, and now,
There's a place that used to be Olympic Deli, and then it became Boxcar Betty's. And both those I think Boxcar Betty's chicken sandwich is fucking delightful, but it's so dangerous pulling out of that parking lot that the food has to be better than what you're doing for me to risk a car accident to come there more. and DoorDash and Uber Eats, all that shit, it makes your chicken sandwich too expensive. So I go to Popeyes, which is a phenomenal chicken sandwich, and it's very easy to get in and out of that place.
The Popeyes chicken sandwich is okay. It ain't that good.
I mean, it was really good as long as they change the grease regularly and this, that, and the other. But I feel like, unfortunately, everything has to, like, the stars have to align it. It has to be just so for it to be really good. And, like, it's better than everybody else's chicken sandwich. Bojangles did a pretty decent one. I haven't had Church's because there's not a Church's. Is there a Church's even around here?
It's, you know, if you're going to downtown Charleston, that truck stop on the right.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. Like around where, like around here.
That's the closest one.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. It's like I don't live in Charleston anymore. I don't go there. Sucked.
Well, fuck you. That's the best flavorful chicken sandwich.
Bojangles just came out with one that's really good, and it's like basically Popeyes, but a little bit spicy, like all the time. Not super spicy, but just a little bit spicy all the time, and it's really good. But
you know who else has come with a chicken sandwich, though, is fucking Panda Express. It's an orange chicken sandwich, and it has coleslaw in it.
Mm.
That sounds really good.
They're not near me either.
There isn't. I guess. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
What's Taco Bell going to have their chicken sandwich?
They have a chicken sandwich taco.
Naked chicken taco.
No, they came out with a thing that's called the chicken sandwich taco. It's a taco
that's confused.
Yeah, it's a taco with fried chicken inside of it and like some sauce. I only know this because the report of the week, that kid sometimes pops up on my YouTube, and
how come nobody has are using chicken thighs? They're all using chicken breasts, and that's wrong.
To go back to Sparrow, that's why their chicken sandwich was so dope. It was a skillet fried chicken thigh.
That's the way you fucking do it.
Skillet fried too is so good.
Yeah, it was juicy, crispy on the outside, just a little bit of burn. Like you get to that skillet, just a little bit of something about skillet burn. It's just delicious.
Mm. Yeah, because it's not the same as like burn. It's just like flavor burn.
It's a nice little char. What's that?
That Maillard reaction.
Yeah.
Smile and nod. Just smile and nod.
That's a word, I think.
I believe that you know what you're talking about. I just have never heard that before. That's why I just.
I believe that you think you're right.
Something else no one believes, but is 100% true, is that the Paris Hilton sex tape, A Night in Paris, the very beginning, there's a 9/11 memorial to it. In the very beginning, it's a American flag background and says in memory of 9/11.
Goodness gracious.
I've
never had any desire to see that tape.
I didn't either until I was told that there's a 9/11 memorial in the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Where do you even go to find such a thing?
You know,
Pornhub,
the internet.
I was like, it's not on YouTube.
No, it's not on YouTube. I guarantee you can find the full one on one of those porn websites. I remember that. I've seen bits and pieces of the Paris Hilton sex tape because that was popular when I first got internet. Like, I think you could get internet. That was right when I could get internet on my phone for like the first time. And like when you go to a porn site, it was like the biggest thing was like, oh, you can see this stupid small titty bitch fucking
such language.
I don't mean to be that such mean, but it's just vitriol. Like why is she famous? She sucks. Like not just literally, but like she's she's not a good person. It's just she's
that's
just
hot.
Just a terrible human being. It's like maybe if I didn't know her, I'd want to watch this, but I've seen her in interviews and stuff. So like, I can't.
I don't think she's attractive. I just don't think she's attractive. That's just me personally. It's just my opinion, but I don't think she's attractive. And so
she's not Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
She's not Ryan Reynolds.
She's no, what's her face?
Margot Robbie.
No. What's J-Lo. Her face? Fucking what's her face?
That's damn it. You have only narrowed down half of the population. Give or take a few million people.
What's her face? I can only think Wednesday Addams right now. I can't think of her name.
Did she play Wednesday Addams?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's no Christina Ricci. She's not.
I popped on Reddit for a second. It was, who was the girl from the Transformer movies? It was Megan Fox.
Mm.
Megan Fox. She would, I didn't know the VMAs still exist. The MTV Video Music Awards were still a thing.
Yeah.
So there's a photo of her on Reddit, and it looks like she's just, she looks wet and it's all see-through. And that's what she wore to the VMAs. And the first comment was like, so that's where my shower curtain went. And I couldn't stop laughing. And it's just people being like, why does hair need to look wet a lot now? I guess that's a new fashion thing, is like just wet hair is a thing for like these big video awards or whatever.
I don't know. I've never been a fan of that like slick back wet look. Mm-mm. Like I've never, like, I feel like, I don't know, this one dude, I went on a date with this guy and like, you know, we hung out a lot. I knew what he looked like. And then we go on the date and he's like slicked his hair back.
Hey, I'm Date Mike.
Nice to meet me.
Nice to meet me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, why? Mm. Why? Like, that does not look good. No. I don't understand. It doesn't look good on... It only looks good on certain people, and the majority of the people who do it, it does not look good on them.
That's why, yeah.
That's what I wish, that this was a video cast. Your eyes went up like you had something to say.
And then the light inside just died.
You just went back down.
Yeah.
That's mostly because I lost $40 in a poker game last night.
Oh.
It was a lot of fun.
That sucks.
$40 whole.
It was the dudes from work. We all fucking sat around a table and watched football and shit. But that reminded me that our bartender is a man who just likes to bet on things. And I didn't know there's a little ring to betting on which kids cry during the Little League World Series. Like there's an over and under.
Don't cry in the car.
You're watching the show for the wrong reasons.
Oh. Well, depends on
It depends on how much money I can make.
Yeah, but no, he was talking about like it's like the opener is like 10.5 kids, and they don't show it like they used to because it's not about which kids cry. They have to be shown on TV crying because on the Little League World Series, they love to zoom in on kids crying.
That's just rude.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, those poor kids. I'm sure they put like it. Do you guys remember being a child? Like, you didn't know a lot. You'd only been alive for so long. I'm sure that to them, that Little League World Series is everything. Mm-hmm. It's everything. So, yeah, there are probably going to be some emotions that happen there.
We don't have to zoom in on them. Yeah. Like, counting their tears. I think that was like a side bet.
Mm. How many tears do you see?
He was going into it like, you got like the Asian.
You're gonna
teams,
see a snot bubble.
Really, yeah, he's like, the Asian teams don't cry. Don't worry about them. But like the little white boy teams, those motherfuckers cry like nobody's business. He's like, you got to put. It's Jesus Christ, man. There shouldn't be that much information on little league children crying gambling.
It's like they're soft. Their parents don't yell at them. Nothing happens. Yeah.
This is the first time they've lost anything or been told no. Let's see what happens.
I think it would also be a lot of fun to bet on the spelling bee for kids, like the Winchester whatever spelling bee, where everybody picks a kid Scribs. And puts $5 down.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a fun little game.
Let's I feel like I've heard of that actually being a thing.
Like bet on the winner or bet on crying?
No, just betting on the kids who's going to win. Like it's like horse racing, but with spelling and kids.
Yeah.
If there's any competition, there's bet. Somebody's betting somewhere.
Yeah.
Especially if it's televised.
Yeah, I'm fine with betting on who's going to win, just not on who's going to cry.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do all that.
Yeah, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. Oh, man, I know none of you watch Love Island, but that one girl. That one girl.
How about this, Mahogany? Me and Toker will take off our headphones so you can talk about Love Island.
I'm completely okay with spoilers.
I'm just saying, like the one girl with that slick back hair and her ridiculous lips.
Yeah, lip filler never looks good.
It never looks good. I'm so sorry.
Never seen, because I watched RuPaul's Drag Race. Fucking love RuPaul's Drag Race. Great show.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say, like, if you happen to see Noob Show and you know who I'm talking about, please post the name in the comments because I'm curious to see. I feel like I've given you more than enough information.
I bet Dave knows. I bet the Dave knows.
Slick back hair and the ridiculous lip filler.
You can do it, yeah. Dave. Let's see it.
Yeah.
What was I talking? I lost my train of thought after that.
You were talking about drag queens and lip filler. Yeah. Welcome to Noob Show.
They all get lip filler and it all looks bad.
Mm.
Stop. Just yeah. Stop.
Is that where they get the actual injections? Or are you just talking about like they paint it? Yeah.
No, the injections. Mm. And they plump up their lip and they can't shut their mouth.
Yeah. Look,
RuPaul's Drag Race is just fucking 12 gay dudes being sassy towards each other in women's clothing. And it's just good TV.
I've seen some of it, but I don't like watch it.
Watch this last All-Star season. I was going to say it got spoiled for me because of Reddit, because I follow subreddits for shit I like.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm watching a show with spoilers, I'll turn that show off. Like, I was like, I will stop following you for a minute. Well, Reddit does this dumb fucking shit now where it's like, check out this channel. And it'll just throw it into your feed.
Yeah.
So I'm just going through and I click it and it's like, oh, cool. It's the last of the night of the last episode. I was like, cool, mm-hmm. I don't get to watch it now because I know who wins.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that. Like, we were sitting there playing at the Green Dragon. We're playing, and Terrence is DMing, I think, but he's also on his computer on Twitter, and he's like, "Oh, I can't believe that this person was on The Masked Singer." I was like, "Bitch, this is the night it aired. We're all here playing.
Oh,
and you're just gonna say who got unmasked on the thing? Like, how fucking rude!" Mm-hmm. Come on, son.
Mahogany, you need to start a trash TV podcast where you just go and talk about reality trash TV.
I don't watch that much trash TV, though. That's the thing. Island. I just, okay, so I've watched one season of, I've watched two seasons now. And the reason why is because I'm listening to this one podcast. I love the podcast. It's these British people, and they have their different segments. And one of their segments, they talk about trash TV and stuff like that, and they made it sound so fun, so I was like, but I don't know who you're talking about. So I started watching just so I could feel included during this section of their podcast. And then it got to the point where I couldn't listen to the newest episode because in England they're like a week or two ahead of airing the thing, so I had to like not listen to the most recent episode for like 10 days till I could see the finale. And then I was like, oh, okay, now I can go back and listen to this episode of the podcast, and I know what you're like, I get it now when you're talking about that one chick and her lips, like, why?
What's the one we watched where they were all on the island but they couldn't have sex?
Oh, that was, what was that shit? It was on something on Netflix. That was, we watched on
Netflix.
Chastity Island? I don't know.
No.
What happens if they bone?
Everybody loses money.
Mm-hmm. And that one couple that just kept fucking, they didn't care.
They're rich already. Who gives a fuck? You know,
that kind of attitude.
We watched that over COVID because it was like we'd watched Tiger King and let's just watch something else that's just super garbage. Mm-hmm. And then I had my fill. I do really like watching The Masked Singer now.
It's so stupid. It's the so dumbest stupid. Thing. It's just like lighthearted fun.
But the more serious the song and the dumber the costume, the better. When that banana was singing his heart out to like just this power ballad from the 80s, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever watched. And everybody in that crowd is having the best time they've ever had.
Yeah. Or then when they're like, they're crying because mm-hmm. the song brought them to tears. Like, really, a banana did that to you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Crocodile. I've never heard Kiss by a Rose rendition done so perfectly.
good times.
It's so stupid.
Good times.
I've got a new favorite show podcast, Raiders of the Lark.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched it and listened every week now on Spotify.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
That's cool. Like, I'm liking it too. Like, I didn't know, I've been avoiding it because I know how I feel sometimes when I watch something, especially like I re-experienced my feelings from that evening while I'm watching it most of the time. But I don't know what it is about Raiders of the Lark. Like, it just, I can just listen to it and enjoy it for mm-hmm. the most part and not mm-hmm. get wrapped up in how I was feeling or like, yeah. It's cool.
It's been fun listening to the ones that are coming out of the Patreon thing.
Yeah.
So you're all the way like caught up for the most part? Nice.
So like the last one that came out was like episode 6 on Spotify.
Yeah, so that's where he's caught up. He's on that one.
I'm like with Matt, which I thought would be funny for me and Matt to do a thing for Patreon. We just give a 10-minute review of each episode.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm doing, except I'm not up to date. I think I'm on like episode 3 or 4, something like that. But yeah.
Bingeable. That's fun.
Writers characters are.
I love all the y'all just got into the spooky house.
Mm-hmm. Good ghost fight. It's just weird to hear Will on it. I mean, it's good to hear Will on it because you know he passed, but he's in more episodes than I remembered him being in. So sometimes I'll play one and then he says something. I'm like, oh yeah, Will was with us that episode because mm-hmm. he missed a lot from you know being riddled with shitty cancer. But he's still game with us. But I think the ones where like he gamed with us from the hospital come out in like December. So if you're not on Patreon, those are good. Those are real good because
they are fun.
We had a lot of fun. Will was rolling hot, and we think the morphine was kicking in too hard for him to be lying about his dice rolls. No, I'm glad we got to do that and that we've got it recorded because, you know, now we've got it whenever we want to listen to it and, you know, hang out again. We can listen to them old ones.
Yeah.
We started recording that back in like January. So like re-listened to it now. It's close to being a year old already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the best part about this. Like, fuck making money, but we're going to have our games recorded so we can go back and like prove facts now.
Yes.
Which means Raiders is good because it's just audio. It's hard to watch some of our older main shows. And I'm the one that edit those, so I don't mind saying it. But, like, I'm just like, man, I could have done this better or that better. Like, I wish we'd figured that out sooner.
Yeah.
Do you still have all the raw footage?
No.
No.
Yeah, I have to actually delete some, too. I'm starting to get full.
I was going to say, like, don't beat yourself up too much about that. Like, I'm listening to a podcast now, like, that started – I want to say in like 2018 and their first few episodes, like I feel like everybody's first few episodes has serious sound issues. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is to be podcasting is eventually you're going to realize and figure out how to get better at it. Unless this was already your job beforehand.
Right.
Like even Brian Posehn's Nerd Poker, those first few episodes are fucking rough.
Mm-hmm.
After they leave the Wolf Company or whatever.
I never really got into listening to Nerd Poker. I listened to like half of their first or when they I can't remember. It started off with them on a ship. Mm-hmm. I think I listened to a good bit of that one. But like the Glass Cannon, the people that I really got into listening to them, their first several episodes, you could hear like the fucking window unit in the background or, you know, they're all just sitting in a tiny hot room, you know, trying to make it sound better and it's not working. But, you know, they're still having fun playing the game, and I think that's what we're doing for the most part, except for when we're not having fun with each other.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I haven't had an outburst like that since I was probably in my late teens, and it felt good. God damn it. It felt good. No regrets.
That episode comes out after this recording tomorrow. You listen to it yet? I put it up last night for us to listen to.
I think he's talking to you, noob.
Oh, no, I have not.
No.
Okay. No. Well, you don't watch the shows even when they're live, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hard, damn it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm
doing shit. Put them on Spotify and I'll listen to them.
Spotify sees our great artistic gift to the world. Maybe they'll let us put videos up like they do that old meathead Joe Rogan, but you know, until then.
Yeah, it's weird how they only let certain people do video on their thing. I think they need to get past that.
Have we tried contacting them? Like, hey, could we possibly be in this group that lets us do that?
I've read a lot about it. I think they're just slow rolling it out because they're building it to work. Mm. I've noticed, like,
it's possible.
Our video, we do have videos of our RSS feeds, but like when I try to watch our show through CastBox, which is through Apple, it gets a little janky and laggy. But if we're watching it straight through Podbean, or if you watch it on a website with the embedded code, it works fine. So it's just, I
YouTube.
Think yeah, our YouTube shit's great, but that's not an RSS feed. I'm uploading that directly
to
YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Like strictly our RSS feed is like the lower bandwidth. It's like, you know, those episodes are less than a gig or so, or like the HD versions are on YouTube. So you should make them easier to stream. But some of the apps have a hard time with video.
Yeah.
Some of them don't play our video at all. It'll just play the audio. And a buddy who was listening to us through something, and he was like, I didn't know it was a video show for a while.
That's funny. Until we start constantly mentioning how this is video.
Yeah.
I know there's some things that we do that really bother me. And I'm like, we'll get it. Like, you know, I think I'm just tuned into it because I'm there. But yeah, like mainly like just mentioning, oh, this is audio, this is only video. Like that is like, shut up, just do it. Just live your life. Just live your life. If people are enjoying it, they're enjoying it.
I listen to podcasts when I'm driving. That's what I like to. Yeah. I can't sit down and just sit down in a room like the old radio shows with the kids. Mm-hmm. And like people on the radio just listen to a show.
Mm-hmm.
Feel antsy.
If ever I'm doing that, it's like I'm also doing something else, you know, like doing something graphic designy or like searching for stuff on the internet or whatever, writing, who knows. But
yeah, I gotta be doing some of that soon.
Yup, we got like what, 2 more weeks?
Yeah, I got a concept this first week.
Good. I'm glad that you're actually doing it and not gonna like back out at the last second.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you got this, though.
We're talking about your tri-weeklies?
Tri-weekly, yeah. We're talking about the short story podcast that will be coming out, depending on how long it takes for people to help me get to 10 episodes. I'm looking at end of the year, beginning of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a lot of weird concepts, but now I think I got one where I'm at.
Nice.
And I have a lot of time to do some writing on a 4-hour flight to Ohio.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, why are you going to Ohio? Oh.
What happened?
My uncle died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I was letting the awkwardness spread for a minute, that moment of silence.
It was kind of his own fault. I liked him, but he had an infection in his foot, and they could have removed his foot, but he was like, nah, I'm keeping that foot.
Some people are like that, man.
It's just fine. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. But it's like, well, it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
This is my infected foot and I need it now.
Was it diabetes or something related? Or
I don't know. I think he said he dropped something on it.
Mm.
No. I had a neighbor when I lived in Cross who ended up losing a foot almost up to the knee, actually. So he lost, you know, that bottom part of his leg. And he kind of gave up after that. Like when he couldn't walk around and shit at his age, like he didn't last long. So, you know,
dang.
You know, maybe your uncle made the right choice. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people are just like, man, fuck that.
Well, I'm less going up there for him and more going up there for family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I've never met some of these people that, you know, have my last name.
That's kind of like cool. If you're not a weirdo like me.
So I'm going on a plane I'm going on an airliner plane for the first time.
Okay.
Like you've been on a
small plane for 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 8 minutes.
The restaurant owners took it. He has a pilot's license. He decided to take some people. So, but the cloud coverage was too bad. So it was like 8 minutes. So I get to be on a plane for real.
We're a lot alike.
And how's that?
I've only ever been, I've done one plane flight. It was actually 4 planes, but it was one trip because we had to do a layover somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that was my first time, and I was probably 32 or so the first time I got on like a passenger jet to go somewhere. And then as a kid, I was on some fucking, you know, 2-person, 3-person crop duster thing for half a minute once, you know, but being in a plane's kind of cool. The first time it's kind of cool.
Are you me from the future, Toker?
I am. Look at how shitty your beard gets.
Oh, man.
It falls out on the sides for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, it's all coming together.
You'll manage. By then, you'll have a personality. Oh.
Trying to think. I guess 4 times I've flown.
Yeah. 4 separate times?
Yeah.
Okay.
Twice to St. Croix, once to New York from South Carolina, and then once to California.
Yeah. I'm going to use that time to fucking finish the Troika thing and do the writing of the story.
Cool.
I get that done.
Oh, yeah. We played a Troika that you've recorded and listen, haven't I'm heard just, since.
Yeah. Oh, man. I never signed up to be the editor.
No, but you signed up to edit that one.
And like, I am.
Several months ago.
Listen, there was a thing. And hey, Toker, close out the show. Yeah.
What, right now?
Yeah, dude.
Has it been an hour? I haven't been an hour.
No.
Oh, shit. It hasn't been.
No. What are you scared of?
How about those peanuts on them planes, huh?
I just wanted to know if you're afraid of flying or not. No.
Kinda. It's going to be the first time I'm on a plane and it goes down. It's like, oh, awesome.
Oh.
Is that all? Every plane crash, I guarantee that happens. It's someone's
to first somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a scared of heights person. And I definitely, I don't like going over bridges. I don't like being on boats. I don't like going on planes because I like solid ground underneath my feet. Mm-hmm. And, the way I get over my fear is I just stay up all night the night before I have to fly. And that way I'm so tired and giddy, nothing scares me.
I'm ready for death now.
Yeah, I'm just I could fall asleep or I could, bounce around with some Red Bull or, whatever. I just, the more tired I am, more distracted I am, the less fearful I am.
I plan on eating a special snack before I get on the plane.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
No? Toker, that was a fake.
When I get really stoned, I like to be in safe spaces. I don't like to get stoned and go do something new.
It just depends on if you I feel like smoking makes me would be more triggering for the paranoia as opposed to eating is more like a just all around relaxed type feeling, especially if you've done it before.
For me in general, I'm a panicky person.
Mm-hmm.
In my personal life, it's always but when I smoke and my heart starts going to town, I was like, man, fuck it. If I die, let's go. I'm ready to let's fucking do not give a shit.
Bring it on. Yeah, I feel like just, distract yourself and don't I like to be near the window because I don't want somebody else in control of the window. And
wait,
that's I want to be in control of the window, not the person beside me. I don't want you, if I want the window closed, then I can close the window. If I want it open, I can open it. I don't want that to be somebody else's decision. Cause what if I need the window closed right now and you want it open? We're going to have a problem.
I'm going for a window seat so I can look. I want to look at all the stuff.
Yeah. It's cool to look at the stuff once you get over your little, for me, I feel like takeoff is the worst. Once you take off.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I was real nervous with the takeoff, and I didn't have a window seat. But once we got up in the air, I just looked at the people next to me. And I was like, "Hey, I've never been on a plane before. Can I look out the window?" And they opened it for a minute, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And then, all right, I'm done, And they closed it back. And not 10 minutes into the flight, there was that "Is there a doctor on the plane?" moment, because there was older guy behind us who, once we hit that altitude, I guess something just. He started not doing well. He ended up being okay. But I was just like, man, is every flight, does somebody get to stand up and go, was there a doctor on the plane? Or is there another pilot?
I'm a psychiatrist. I mean, doctor.
I need a real doctor. Shut up, you.
Speaking of which, I don't know if I told you this. I watched Airplane for the first time 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah?
One of the funniest fucking movies I've ever seen.
It's pretty good. Fucking hilarious. Yeah.
Have a drinking problem.
All the people's like, how are you, sir? He's fucking throwing them down at the mall or the airport. He's just fucking beating their ass. Fucking.
It's
the subtitles for Jive got me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
it's just real slapsticky. Like, yeah, I like slapstick for the most part.
Sometimes the older ones tend to stick the landing better than a lot of the newer ones do for some reason. I think the newer ones try too hard to hit all the pop culture references and it just doesn't age well.
Yeah.
Airplane feels timeless.
Yeah.
Everything's like, you know, it's a little bit dated just because, you know, style and technology. But where they got the autopilots and inflatable guy, and she has to fucking blow him to blow him back up. It's like, and they're having a cigarette after. It's fucking, it got to me.
But the jokes in that movie don't rely on you knowing what was happening that year for the most part.
Mm-hmm. There was like, a Vietnam reference, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, Vietnam was huge. You know, there was. I love Scary Movie too, but there's several jokes in that movie that like you won't get. Do you remember when all the Firestone tires got recalled because they were exploding?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember it, but I got told the reference.
Yeah. Do you remember the basketball commercial from 1995 where they're just dribbling the ball in the dark? Yeah, then you don't get why they're, you know, it's like you don't understand that because you weren't, you know.
Yeah.
I can watch Airplane. When did Airplane come out, like 79 or something?
Yeah, it's definitely in the 70s.
Maybe early 80s. Right now. Either way, I wasn't old enough to retain knowledge, but I can watch that movie and laugh at the whole thing for the most part.
1980.
Yeah. Really?
That was close.
I think that was a really good year for movies. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
The Shining came out, Airplane came out, Flash Gordon, Friday the 13th. What else we got on here? The Fog. No, I'm thinking
of The Fog.
Blues Brothers. Caddyshack.
That's just kind of hatchet. I still haven't seen
that movie.
What, Caddyshack?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't like it.
No, my mom and I rented it back in the beginning days of like renting movies through your cable provider.
Oh.
And it never played past like the first minute and a half. It would just stop playing. And like they charged us anyway, and we weren't gonna buy it again. So I was like, I guess I just wasn't meant to see that movie.
Oh, do you guys remember getting movies in the mail from Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
I never did, but I remember it being a thing.
I did Blockbuster online instead because I did it that way because you could like with Netflix you had poorly. I think that like I really liked the service because it was basically the same as Netflix. Like you got your movie in the mail, but with Netflix you had to mail it back and wait for them to receive it before they would mail out your next movie. With Blockbuster online, you could go get the movie in the mail, finish watching it, go to a Blockbuster and return it and get your next movie immediately. So I like that, like, you know, I could just turn around and watch another movie pretty much immediately as opposed to waiting on the mail.
But if you're already at the Blockbuster, why don't you just get another movie?
Well, it was free because like you're paying, you know, it was like the next movie in your queue. It's not like I have to pay to rent the movie again.
Oh,
I pay for the service. So like the next movie on my queue, I could go get it and it would just be like, here's your next movie. And then they would go ahead and still like you could have up to so many movies out at a time. So let's say I had three movies mailed to me and I finished two of them and I still had that last one to watch. I could go return two movies and get two more movies and they would mark that off. And then, you know, like, or go get one movie and then they'll mail me another one. Like, it was like, basically you always got movies coming and going and there was no waiting and there was no extra fee. So that was really cool. I liked that a lot. And then Netflix started doing the online stuff where you could watch the movie online. So they became better. And that's where they edged out Blockbuster was doing the streaming service. But for a while,
people said, oh, they've got nothing to watch. And it's like, do you know there used to be just a building you had to go to in town and hope that they had something you hadn't seen yet.
And hope that you didn't rent a movie that you've already seen.
Which is even worse.
Fucking forgot about it.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'd hate that agonizing over my movie choice. Spend like an hour or two in there just walking around, looking at everything. Get home and I've already fucking seen this movie.
I know the cover seems familiar, but I don't know why. And then, I watched this movie 6 months ago. Damn it.
I know the last time we rented movies as a family. so ever. And I know the exact movie because you know that movie or the you know those parody movies that are just fucking awful, like Epic Movie and Disaster Movie.
Yeah.
It was Epic Movie, and I was like, maybe was it 2008 when that DVD came out or whatever? And it was me and my brother watching it in the living room, and my parents were in the back bedroom. And I think the opening scene is a naked woman runs out of the closet. So I turn off the movie and knock on my parents' room and say, I don't think this movie is appropriate for us.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's a weird memory I have.
Did you return it?
No, I don't remember anything after that.
No. That's I used to always hate that too, like wanting to see a movie really bad and you go rent it and you get a copy that somebody has just scratched the fuck out of.
Oh yeah, the tracking's all off.
Yeah, or like, you know, it just will stop playing at a certain point.
You hear that the tape player.
No, I'm talking about DVDs. I'm talking about like around the time it was DVDs and like somebody is like let their kid just take a safety pin to it and scratch it all up. And like the movie never works again, and they just put it back on the shelf.
So like, you ever been to a drive-in movie theater?
Never once. I want to.
I have. My first time going to a drive-in movie theater was the first time I saw Grease, and that was last year.
Oh yeah.
No.
It's a great time.
We went. I talked my dad into going because they opened one up in Mineta, South Carolina. It's literally the only thing in Mineta, and the double feature was What Lies Beneath, and Scary Movie 1. So me, my dad, and his wife at the time go, and we watch What Lies Beneath. And my dad's not a movie watcher, so he was bored the whole time. My stepmom loved it, and I thought, it's okay. But I had seen Scary Movie 1. I was ready for that one. my dad was getting a kick out of Scary Movie 1, and my stepmother at the time definitely was not. But when they show that picture that just says, I know, and it's the micro penis of one guy. She was like, nope, time to go. And we left in the middle of that scene because she just couldn't handle it. To me, that was delightful.
That's funny.
That's the only time I've been to a drive-in theater.
I know people will probably hate me for saying this, but I think Grease is one of the most overrated movies ever created.
I had fun. I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like fine. I'm sure it's fun, but it's not like, oh my God, it's a classic. Like, ugh.
It's what people from the 80s thought the 50s were like.
It's not.
And John Travolta, who's like 30 years old, plays like a 15-year-old.
I think my favorite thing about Grease is that John Travolta sings the high notes in all of the songs. He's and it's talented. Yeah, like it's just surprising. It's like, you know, usually when it's a duet, it's the woman singing the high part and the man singing the low part, but it was the opposite like, for that.
Damn you, Scientology, for taking that man away from us.
Yeah, but thank God for Battlefield Earth.
Oh, man, that movie was like so bad it was good.
I don't like Grease because it was a whole summer where my stepsister watched Grease, but she probably doesn't like The Last Starfighter because as soon as Grease was over, they take the tape out and I would put in The Last Starfighter. And those two movies played on cycle basically for an entire summer.
Mm-hmm. Aww. That was cable. Me with Aladdin and The Lion King. Like, if I got my opportunity to put in a movie, it was probably going to be, it was The Lion King until, I forget which one came out first, but I feel like we owned The Lion King first, and then we owned the Aladdin next. And I wore The Lion King out until Aladdin was in my possession. And then me and the genie were dancing it up, living our best lives.
And I used to do the same thing with my dad's porno movies. Toker, close out the show.
I feel like you did. That should just be where you end it, right?
Okay.
No, I'll say something. You know, thank you for listening to Noob Show. Please click the likes and give it a rating if you're on one of those things where you can rate a show. You can also find us on the YouTubes with the Homebrew Detritus. You can listen to Raiders of the Lark, and eventually you can listen to Trial Weekly. We're putting out a lot of product. Lots of it.
Yeah, we got a book coming, maybe.
Yeah, we're working on a book form of one of our shows. We're doing cartoons. We're busy people. Mm-hmm. And we're not wealthy, and you can tell because you've listened this far into this. And we're talking about The Last Starfighter in Greece on VHS is when we didn't have cable. So we're old too. Make our later lives better and support us on Patreon so we can die with dignity. Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.